would like to tell you a tale of woe about two kids that we used to know, but we dasn't tell their names, and so we'll call them Slim and Mickey. Last Christmas I asked Santa Claus for a lot of toys, and I suppose he gave you cords to smile like other boys. Gee, I thought that he'd be good and kind and give me games and tops. When you woke up, what did you find? A lot of lollipops. I'd rather suck on a lemon drop than to try my luck with a lollipop. Do you always drop your lollipop? Yes, and it gets all over icky. Oh, it makes me sick with the way it smears. How that stuff will stick in your hair and ears. With a lemon bean, I'm always clean, but a lollipop, oh, icky.
We tried and tried, but never could find a lollipop that's halfway refined. So we'd rather suck on a lemon drop than to try our luck with a lollipop. For we always drop a lollipop and it gets all over icky.
Well, so long, Mickey.
Where you going?
Oh, I'm going to get 10 cents worth of bologna for me mother.
Oh, you got company again?
Nah, me sister Margarita is home from college.
Who?
Margarita.
Ah, go on, you mean Maggie. See, what happened to you this afternoon?
Oh, nothing. I just kissed 2 or 3 gals.
Yeah?
Yeah, but they snitched on me to the teacher. She made me stay in after school.
Gee, I guess a taste to advertise.
Yeah, that's what all the great men say.
Yeah, but some of them get all over icky.
Yeah, and how?
When Columbus went back home, he thought he was an awful flop. For his reward, the Queen of Spain gave him a lollipop. For Columbus always seemed to drop his little lollipop, and he got all over icky. And when someone stuck a lollipop on Patrick Henry's brow, he shouted, "Give me liberty, I'm icky, icky now." With a lemon bean he could keep clean, but a lollipop, oh, icky. We tried and tried to be fair and just, but lollipop you never can trust. Was an apple-flavored lollipop, got poor old Adam's goat. And Abel stole a lollipop that Cain had in his coat. Cain got mad and stuck a dozen more down Abel's throat. And poor Abel, oh, icky.